HarperCollins presents The Simplest Gift by Stephanos Xenakis, read by Marston York. Introduction. I must have been in the fifth grade, but it feels like yesterday. I remember reading in my textbook that though most people can see, few observe the details of their surroundings. Back then, it didn't make much sense to me. But I understood its meaning further down the line. I learned how to observe, to take snapshots with my eyes, but mostly with my soul. The snapshots I took were of things that many might consider trivial. A sunset, a flower, a smile, a nod. I began to find beauty everywhere, even in the ugliness. Along the way, I started to share the beauty that I found with others. I learned how to connect my life with the lives of other people, and in doing so, I found that we would become as one. That's when I realized that this was my true purpose in life. I discovered I could take chances, face my fears, question my beliefs, and break out of my comfort zone. I learned how to escape the prison of my daily life. I had found freedom, every day, every hour, and every minute. I mastered how to hold my head up high, wear a smile, tell my own truth, say a good word, think before I speak, and work hard on my dreams. I realized that nothing would be served to me on a platter, and that I had to earn my own life, day by day, minute by minute. A beloved uncle used to say that food only lasts as long as you keep it in your mouth. That's why you have to chew it well. If you swallow it, that's it. It's gone. The same goes for life. I learned to really taste life as though it was my mum's best home-cooked dinner. I learned to savour every moment. Let me share with you a story that has always resonated with me. A farmer was digging in a field. At some point, his pickaxe struck something hard and it broke. The farmer was furious, and he bent over to see what had broken his axe. It was a box. He opened it and found treasure inside. Just like the farmer, I came to realize that I had to open life's boxes even if I didn't like the wrapping. After all, in my experience, some of the best gifts come in ugly wrapping. I learned that life itself is a gift. Finally, I came to accept my missteps and mistakes. I learned to respect them, love them, and, along with them, love myself. That was the key for me. Instead of trying to make fewer mistakes, I let myself be free to make more. And because of this, I actually started to make fewer. A decade ago, I began writing a notebook of miracles, my gratitude list. At first, I struggled to find anything to be grateful for. But soon, I couldn't stop. Everything I saw was a miracle. The fact that I could speak, that I could walk, that I had a warm bed waiting for me at the end of a hard day. My perception of life had transformed. Now I saw that life was overflowing with beauty. I realized that the beauty wasn't in what I saw, instead it was in my very own eyes. How I looked at the world determined the beauty I saw around me. After that, I always kept my notebook with me. I wrote in it wherever I happened to be, at work, on the train, at home, everywhere. I filled the lines with precious words, the pages with wonderful miracles, and my bookshelf with countless notebooks. And then, all of a sudden, something magical happened. One day, I stopped writing for me and started writing for those around me. I began sharing this wonderful thing spilling out of me. The book you are hearing is born of life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?